On today's growth points, I want to take a moment and speak to you about being sanctified and ready or meet for the master's use. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. I just want to encourage you today to take time this summer to really let God prepare you so that you can be that vessel that he is able to use during this fall season upcoming. Just think about right now, what are some things that need to be purged in your own life as a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, as a Christian parent? What are some things that need to be cleansed away this summer? And how can you get that extra time in the Word of God, in prayer, through reading, through repentance, to really be ready when the fall season comes? You know, the goal of life is not to express ourselves. The goal of life is to be an expression of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's why God in His Word puts this emphasis on being a vessel that is sanctified, set apart, and ready. We've all heard the illustration. No one wants to take that glass full of moldy old milk and rinse it out a little bit, put some water in it, and drink from it. We want a crystal clean glass that we're going to drink from. And thank God for His grace. And He's not asking for perfection, but He's seeking men and women who are sanctified, holy, set apart, and meet, ready, and willing to be used of God. And so don't waste the summer with more crud being placed into your life, into your heart, into your mind. Let this be a summer of purging and cleansing. And instead of additional hours of television, let it be additional hours of Bible reading or reading some of the books on the reading list here on our websites, or some things that you've always felt you should read. And I want to challenge you to let this be a year of a summer of preparation and growth. I know in my own life, I'm going to take some time the next few weeks. I'll not be even preparing Growth Points videos for a few weeks because I need to take time to purge myself, to be sanctified and cleansed for the season of ministry coming up. I want to do some extra reading, some extra time in prayer, and take some time to rest as well. And as we've just come through a busy season, a wonderful spiritual leadership conference, hundreds of pastors and dear friends were with us. It's been awesome. But even as we had to get ready for that, we've got to get ready for the next season. And that's the rhythm of ministry. There's times where we're expending, there's times where we're replenishing. But all of that said, so that we can be sanctified and ready for what God has in store. Thanks for your faithfulness. Have a great week.